This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 4th of September. Welcome to the new month. School has started. Dear little children, I pray for your strength that you make it through another school year, knowing that you have everything you need within you to excel, and that there are those of us in your community that are prepared to support you through this academic journey. Again, it's Monday, the 4th of September, and we are talking what's in the news. Brought Mr. Nuri in with me today to dissect the Prime Minister's national address and the cabinet shuffle. Before we get the show started, let's start with our on-the-clock Sand Dollar Trivia giveaway. Every day for the next 2 months, well, every day for the next month, we'll be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer to confirm a couple of things. Your wallet information. Whether you have won the competition before, because if you won before, you are disqualified and are no longer eligible for a second win. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Here are the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 is toll free for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. Text line powered by BTC as always, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Mr. Nuri, school is open. You had to take children to school today?
I did.
Well, here is the question, first question of the day. What are the three parts of the musical instrument the recorder called? I know all parents had to go buy a recorder to start the school. Did you have to buy a recorder?
I have 6 recorders home every year from grade 3 for each child. So yeah, 6.
You got 6 at home.
They just had to buy a new one.
Why? The old one, they need a new one, or the old one?
They're using that no more. Other people motorbeat on that.
They lent it out.
Yeah, so I got to get a new one.
Yeah, but you ever thought of a recorder rental program?
I'm thinking that now. I could boil these things and then resell them.
Sterilize them. And
Take for sale.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Again, the first question of the day in the on-the-clock Sand Dollar trivia giveaway. What are the three parts of the musical instrument the recorder called? What's the three parts of the recorder, the musical instrument call?
We talked about this before. You disagree with my answer.
No, that was in private, though. That wasn't on the air.
Yeah, okay. They're saying that I still say the same answer.
Yeah, the answer has to be, what's it, primary school, junior school, and high school curriculum accepted answer. Mm. I don't think you was going to get an A on the test, Mr. Nuri, if you'd give that answer.
I would have argued all the same.
Absolutely. It's a great show as usual. Keith Bell went to housing. People should be happy, because now they could get a house easy. Dear Texter, don't cast aspersions like that. Let me cast the aspersions. Let me do that. Another Texter said, I'm glad these kids are back in school because they eat up everything in the house. Dear Texter, we're going to have a conversation about that, because now you're causing me to question whether you underfeed your children if you send them to school hungry. And that's why they are underperforming. So I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
I'm calling for the trivia.
Pardon?
Are you calling for the trivia?
I'm ready for you.
Yeah, just the head joint, the middle joint, and the foot joint.
I'm going to give it to you. Head, body, and foot, three parts. Head, body, and foot. Say something, Mr. Newry.
That's the answer?
No, yeah, that's the answer. But that's not the answer you gave me.
No, it's because it's top, middle, and end.
Yeah, but it's not an end. It's the foot.
The bottom.
No, the foot.
The bottom?
It's not the foot. You've been to biology.
Yeah, but that doesn't look like a foot. It looks like a bottom. It has like a blowhole at the end.
Yeah, but it's not. It's called the foot.
Okay.
If you had said the feet, I would have accepted that the answer, feet. Mr. Newry, but not the bottom.
Not the bottom.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. You've given the producer your information, correctly? Correct?
No, I didn't give him the check.
All right. Producer, please take him over to that side.
$31.
And take the caller's information so I could transfer his $30 in sand dollars to his digital wallet.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Let me throw out the second question immediately because we got lots to talk about. Second question, again, school has just started, so we got some questions everybody should know if they've been to school. What is the name of the official residence as well as the office of the Governor General?
You mean where is located or what's the name of the residence?
Did I use the word where?
No, you didn't say where. You didn't say where. You said what's the name of the residence.
What is the name of the official residence as well as the office of the Governor General?
And the office, his office.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. We should know that.
No, I don't.
You know that.
No. And I should know it. I mean, I agree I should know it, but I don't know it.
I can't believe that because you are, anyway, you are the historian. I defer to you.
No, if you'd ask me where it's located, I could say, yeah, and give you the history of that. Even give you the history of when it was erected and when it was burned down and get erected again. But I do not know what the office is. That's good. That's a learning thing for me.
The residence and office. I believe you know the answer.
Okay, I shall see.
What is the name of the official residence as well as the office of the Governor General?
Okay, we have calls already. Who knows it? I'm kind of ashamed. Go ahead. You do.
All right, producer, I'm going to go to the second call. Send me to the second call. All right. There we go. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Monstrous William.
Thank you very much.
No, that's not the question you asked, though.
What is the name of the official residence?
That's not what it's called. No, that's the location. The location, where is Government House? The location of Government House is on top of Mount Fitzwilliam.
There's no Mount Fitzwilliam. That's what it's called. Mount Fitzwilliam is not a mountain. It's not a geographical
you
thing.
You need to understand how New Providence was back then. When you say over the hill, it was on top of the hill, and that hill is called Mount Fitzwilliam.
And that's the name of the official residence and the office. That's what it's called, Mount Fitzwilliam.
So like the government, the Washington building, and where the President of the United States, you don't call that. Anyway, I can Google that. Hey, but let's go back to the caller. Congratulations, caller.
Yes, sir.
Aaron,
yes,
we need some more questions that bring up the waste of jury.
No, man, I disagree. So I can rob with this later on, but I can investigate it. I can yield and say congratulations to you for that big answer. Even though I know where it's located, I wouldn't have called Dublin House the name of the residence. Now I can...
Anyway, I have to go and open the sand door because...
Listen, I can be off there at 11. Don't go anywhere. The producer's going to transfer you over. Give him your information, okay?
Okay, baby.
All right. Thank you very much.
Help me Google it.
But Mr. Newry, you know what I think would be a great show? We need to have a show about history, but I like to call it half-cut history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink, though, so that's a problem.
Government House stands on... Guess where it stands?
Listen,
Government House stands on Mount Fitzwilliam.
I've been to Google... Because my government doesn't feel the need to make information about my country easily accessible, Mr. Newry. They
government
think
house
that I
located on 10 acres estate.
Look at the question I asked.
On Mount Fitzwilliam.
Look at the question
the
I asked.
Official residence
Google,
of the governor.
What
governor
is
General
the name of Government House in the Bahamas? What is the name of Government House in the Bahamas? And the Google tell me. Mount Fitzwilliam, Government House, Office of the Governor General. Mount Fitzwilliam comprises the official residence of the Governor General as well as the office of the Governor General. See, now, I know where the confusion may have come in, you know, because remember when they was renaming the streets, when they were renumbering the houses, Mr.
Yeah.
Nuri?
Yeah.
And people them have two set of number on their house. Some people still have two set of number on their house.
But then again, a couple of streets have two set of name. Like Dillard Street and Meaton Street is the same street. But it has two sections depending, like Mount Royal.
And like Blue Hill Road and Blue Hill Road.
And Blue Hill Road and Mount Royal and Hawkins Hill.
Yeah.
Same road, but two different names.
Right. 1 second. Producer, is this a new caller? Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Graham.
Good morning,
Mr. Nair. Mr. Nair, why are you being difficult?
No, man, I'm
good. He said the official resident,
mm-hmm.
not the private resident, the official resident of the Governor General. That's Mount Fitzwilliam. That's easy.
No, but see, I'm reading on Google now. The government house is located on
Mount... But Google don't even have to tell you that. Your study should have told you that. That's history.
The top of the hill is called...
But you don't need to... Mr. You're well-renowned. You're a knowledgeable young man. And you should have known that right off the tip of your tongue. You didn't even need to think about that. You don't need Google for that. Why do you need Google for that?
My concern is the verbiage. Government House...
She said Mount... Fitzwilliam.
Yes,
but what kind of verbiage
you
need?
You understand. If you move Government House, right, or move it all together, the top of the hill will still name Mount Fitzwilliam.
She didn't mention nothing but top of the hill.
But the top of the hill means Mount Fitzwilliam.
She said, what is the name of the official residence and office of the Governor General? That was the question.
And I think it's called
You don't need to go to the hypotheticals.
I disagree with the answer. I still disagree with the answer.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Ms. Gray.
Absolutely.
I would say the answer is the Government House is the official residence of the Governor General. And it's located on top of the hill, which the top of the hill is named Mount Fitzwilliam.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not discounting the top of the hill is called Mount Fitzwilliam. Is it possible that the geographic location can be called Mount Fitzwilliam and... the building itself can also be called Mount Fitzwilliam?
Yeah, but I would need to have someone dub it as that. I'm not sure if that was ever say, hey, you know, from now on, you can be called Mount Fitzwilliam. The name isn't called Mount Fitzwilliam. It's called Government House. And it's located on Mount Fitzwilliam. That is how I interpret it. But like I said, I'm impressed with the caller. And that the caller got the prize. I still write it as half point.
That's why your children voted you out of the position of teacher for homeschooling.
Yes, but still...
It's a democracy
system. There are numerous times I sent a note back to a teacher and said, your answer is wrong, and here it is, the correct answer. Please don't be confusing my child because I already tell her that was wrong.
Oh, as a parent.
As a parent.
I tried
and
that.
I include the clippings and the links and everything and say, please correct it.
I think I tried that as a student mm-hmm. in math, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's more than one way to achieve the right answer sometimes mm-hmm. in math. They didn't care.
No, they didn't care.
Didn't care at all. I got a text here. Good morning. I bet that was probably one of the questions on the BGCSE that the children didn't get. Because guess what? I didn't know either.
Mind you, I know where it's located. I'm not disputing
the location.
I was disputing the answer.
That it is officially
named Mount Fitzwilliam. I know the location is Mount Fitzwilliam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Blue Road. You know? Blue Road and Mount Fitzwilliam is two different things. When you go on top of the Blue Road, the area on top of the Blue Road is called Mount Fitzwilliam.
See, but it's interesting because you got King Street, Duke Street. Which one is the last one? King Street is the last one?
King Street, Princess Street is the last one.
So, no, to the intersection. It's Blue Hill Road, Cumberland. Gray Hill.
Princess Street is round the bend. Princess Street is where the...
The Kirk is?
The Kirk.
You sure? So...
Duke, Princess, and all is one.
So, from Frederick Street?
Uh-huh.
It becomes Duke?
It becomes Princess and Duke.
So Princess and then Duke.
Yeah.
And then from Market Street to Cumberland, that's King Street?
I think that's Queen Street. I'm sure it's Queen. Or it could be Princess. Yeah, I guess I've seen the sign. I just try to read the sign.
You saw a sign?
The sign is on the wall.
Okay. You sure it's still there because they repainted the wall?
No, the sign is on the wall. The sign is on the wall.
But I think it's a King or Duke on the wall.
We'll make sure. Maybe someone will call and say... Let's go. You have a call again?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
We need signs.
We need signs.
Somebody need to figure out who's thiefing all the signs.
Yeah.
And worse, if I find out y'all thiefing the signs and selling them on eBay for $1,000,000,000.
Mm-hmm. Like license plates. Someone thiefing license plates.
Yeah, but they selling them for less. Road traffic. Plenty of things to do. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. 2, 3.
No, no caller.
Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. Morning, Raymond. Anyway, how you do?
I'm all in, thank God.
Good
but
stuff.
What I want to say to you first before I say my main reason for calling, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're very professional, and I think, and not only that, you are intelligent. I think you should have 2 hours if you can handle it, if you want to handle it, because you can handle it.
Thank you, Raymond.
But what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do East Hill Street stop? Because that runs right into Government House.
Yeah, and what's the slope? What's the slope going back down to Market Street called?
I'm Gregory Slope.
I don't.
Like Gregory Arch.
No, listen, recall. Because no. Hold on. Y'all, one called Gregory and the other called Peck.
Peck,
y'all could not have named...
Peck coming up.
Right, but y'all could Peck, not have named a whole area after an actor called Gregory Peck and pretend like it's Bahamian history?
And then there's Gregory Arch and Gregory Slope going down.
Right, so Market Street from Shirley Street, well, Market Street from Duke or King Street, whatever, Market Street from that intersection, that's where the arch is.
Yes.
That's Gregory's arch.
Gregory's
but I'm talking
arch.
About when you come up East Hill Street, you buck Government House and you can turn left down the slope.
Down Gregory Slope.
That's called Gregory Slope. And next to it on Market Street proper is Gregory Arch.
And then you go over the arch to go into into Government House.
But
the arch is up top.
But East
the arch
Street,
is top.
East Hill Street runs straight into Government House.
Right, but so what's
Gregory
the name
arch.
Of the, what's the name of the archway on Market Street
Gregory,
proper?
Gregory Arch. Remember, there was no throughway road. Right?
Uh-huh.
And they had to carve Market Street to get and created an arch.
Okay, so that is on Market Street?
That's
Gregory Arch.
Yes. And the arch itself is the road you go into Government House from East Hill Street. So East Hill?
On the
East
top.
Hill,
okay, so you
and then
drive
over
the top
arch.
Top of the arch to get into Government
House.
I got you.
And then on the side is Gregory Slope.
Dear Ministry of Public Works, I don't think, let me tell you what it is. You don't understand how important you are. That's what it is. Nobody ever woke you up in the morning and brush off your face with a nice cold cloth and kiss you and say, dear Ministry of Public Works, you're one of the most important ministries in my little bundle, my little family. We need you everywhere, every day, doing your job or we're going to fall apart.
Yeah, still tell me, I still want to know where East Hill Street stops. Because it ran right into Government House.
But it must stop at the entrance to it must stop at Gregory Arch at the entrance to Government House.
Because the arch was created, which is the slope.
Well, it's over the arch.
Yeah, well, it will end at the arch, I think.
But you have two turnings before you get to the arch.
The two turnings were just created recently.
The one to go down
the slope, that's Gregory Slope,
right?
And then the next turn is by Royal Bank, which is created. Remember, that was Lost World. It was nothing there before. They just created that less than 30 years ago.
I see now people are cutting through there. Yeah. I don't know how. That's magic. Anyway, Brayman, I gotta go.
Thank you.
I still ain't talk about the cabinet. The key takeaways from the national address. I got a couple calls. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
Blessings.
Yeah. The thing is, hey, Nuri.
Yes, man. Blessings to you.
Yeah, I signed with you this morning because I can't even remember learning it in BJC history, right? But I knew it as Mount Fitzwilliam. So, but I think I'd read it in Sahara Hook's book about 20-something years ago, right? And they had mentioned the Bremen Road Riot and, Mount Fitzwilliam was the name they used. But as it relates to Gregory's Arch, right, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
I call it Gregory's Gate.
Okay.
Because they used to log the gate.
Okay.
So that the Negroes, but I think even the story was the Negroes had to be over the hill by a certain time, right?
Okay.
Somebody older than me can remind me, but I'll share this with you. I'm not really thinking that knowing it or not knowing it makes me intelligent, because it's really about martyrdom. And so not knowing about martyrdom doesn't make me intelligent. I want to know about my ancestors. Mm-hmm. So that's where I dwell. But the thing is, Aaron Green, I'm interested in what is going on in Canada that I've been talking about on Guardian Radio from almost Guardian's inception. You see what's going on in Canada, right?
Tell me. I know the people are very upset at Justin.
They're getting ready to take away passports, driver's license, and use school. I mean, let me go. Panopticism. Scientific dictatorship. That's all I was saying. I was saying it for years. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you. I just needed a little context, 52, because I got a whole bunch of stuff I'm trying to hold on to one time. But I want to thank you for engaging. And the point that you make, it's sometimes having the right answer is not the most important part of the process, right? But understanding where we are and why we all don't know the same information is also important. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fabulously gorgeous and wonderfully made.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Neary, good morning.
Blessings to you.
I'm in agreement with you. You know, I like to call you the instigator. You like to say things that would rile Aaron up. That's no problem. I like that.
Good.
You two guys together work very well.
Thank you.
My thing is, Mr. Neary, I'm in agreement with you this morning because I thought about it, the answer, and I said government house because I know government house sits on Mount Fitzwilliam.
There you go.
So that's why I thought the answer would have been government house.
There you go.
Now, listen.
Apparently, I was wrong because that's what I have always known it as.
Yep.
Listen, in the last month, I've heard at least two state actors, and not the said who's tell the jokes, but actual state employees indicated events were taking place at Mount Fitzwilliam.
And on the top of the hill there to Government House. It's still the Mount, like Mr. Neary said, take away the house. It's still called Mount Fitzwilliam. So the house itself is called Government House. The building itself is called Government House. I mean, Mr. Neary is the historian here, so I think he would look into it deeper.
Cousin, if I tell you the number of times, Mr. Neary, tell me he ain't no real historian. But I only wishing it was Grouper Day so I get a chance to beat somebody. But
I appreciate you.
And yeah, thank you very, very much. Like I said, I think the conversation is more important than whether I got the right answer or not, but also indicating, letting people know, hey, who is in... Wait, Mr. Neary, that leads me to my second point. I was just about to ask, who is in charge of information on the internet? And it turns out the Prime Minister preempted my inquiry by last night announcing to the world like a cotillion.
So who is in charge now?
Mr. Obadiah Wilchcombe is now the Minister of Social Services, Information, and Broadcasting.
Yes.
Right? And
well,
I realize...
He's good at broadcasting, so I think that will fit him well.
Well, right. Broadcasting. I got a question about that. Information, though.
I think they need Mr. Neary on that.
It's like you telling me you're creating a Ministry of Energy. You're creating a Ministry of Information.
So let's hash out
if you notice, Aaron, it's like lately the governments, the prime ministers are implementing new ministries in which to put people so they can, I guess, up the salary for their person. Because some of these ministries that are popping up, I don't see what they do. I don't hear what they do. And finding information on the internet pertaining to any government agency is still not good. So I don't know what they're doing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get into all of that and more right now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I could hear you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, morning.
Y'all talking about the streets and some historical stuff that teased my interest.
Yes, sir.
In reference to Government House, and it's interesting to me. I want to give you something to look into.
Okay.
In reference to the history of the Farquharson's estate in San Salvador.
Okay.
And the Farquharson's Journal, the only plantation that has historical notes.
Wow. Thank you.
When you walk into the archives, UNESCO's plaque is on the front wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the original will of Charles Foxton is incorrectly recorded in the book. I brought it up with Ms. Strawn many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it isn't correct. They have it registered as James Farquharson's will, the son of Charles Farquharson, because he probated it and signed the bottom of the will. The front page of the will is conveniently missing.
I got you. Well, listen, can I ask you to leave your number with the producer so that I can contact you after the show?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
And, let me just...
Thank you. It won't be on air. It'll be a private message. There you go. Good morning. I'll take the next call. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and your show is very nice.
Thank you.
I want to say you need a new contract for more money.
Thank you, ma'am.
You bring the intelligence that some people are looking for.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, that is not the only reason I called. 52 is one of the most intelligent people that call into the show.
Mm-hmm.
He is up to date. He's not afraid. And he speaks what he knows. When he said, did anyone notice what Canada was doing?
Mm-hmm.
Canada is saying that the passport, the driver's license, the health card is all going to be under one. And they have some rules and regulations for that, which I will not speak.
Mm-hmm.
But 52 left out the fact that our attorney general says when he's looking at the laws and he wants to change our laws, he goes to Canada and Australia. So what goes down in Canada, 52, goes down in the Bahamas. You all have a good day and hold on to your rights.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very, very much. So that's where the attorney general been on vacation. You want a whole month and a half of vacation. I was really grumbling about that. You know, I thought a month and a half was very long. And then when I see the cabinet shuffle, I say, no, they may need a little extra time to prepare for these new roles and new ministries. Again, back to Obadiah Wilchcombe. He is now leading the Ministry of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting. This seems like an odd combination, especially since Lisa Remming is now the Minister of State for Housing and Urban Renewal, and Keith Bell is now the Minister for Housing and Urban Renewal. Why are you putting housing and urban renewal together if you haven't announced, right, a policy to respond to the housing crisis, because you understand that most of your urban renewal operations, programming, and needs are because of a housing crisis and other community crises. Why are you putting the two together?
But first, our government has yet to announce that we are going through a housing crisis. We, at this present time, aren't going through the housing crisis, contrary to what you and I would say. And the reason why I said that, and forgive me for this, mm-hmm. right? Housing crisis doesn't mean that we need more persons owning houses. And you see in the Prime Minister's announcement that we are going to proliferate or having persons move to owning their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't solve a housing crisis nor address a housing crisis.
Absolutely.
Housing crisis has to deal with an affordable affordable rental units.
Access to affordable housing, but not necessarily.
But nobody's addressing that. Nobody's addressing that. They say, no problem, we can build houses for you.
For people who can't afford to pay rent, you can build houses that require mortgages.
See, something is wrong with the narrative. And until we acknowledge that, hey, we need people to be able to afford a low-cost rental unit, something that costs $200, $300 a month to rent a room. Until we address that, there'll always be a housing crisis. And at this present time, it doesn't seem as if our government understands or appreciates what housing crisis means.
But they like to use language.
Because
I can tell you.
They're wrongly using language.
If you were fortunate enough to receive a infographic called Key Takeaways from the National Address, or National Statement, they had four talking points on it. The four are rescued the country from crisis, built a strong foundation for change, much more work to do, and changes, right? And the first one, rescued the country from crisis. The first thing they mention, spurring the economic recovery. You're right, they didn't mention housing crisis in the actual segment where they address crises. In fact, dear PLP administration, I am going to raise you and ask you to show the work. Show proof that you rescued the country from crisis. You can't just get up and say, I rescued the country from crisis.
Why not?
Because words have meaning and governments have obligations, particularly to the truth. And we're not going to just start getting up and saying anything just because we can. Like, even if we are the Attorney General of the Bahamas, we're still going to moderate our language. In built a strong foundation for change, they do address their efforts, how they successfully provided affordable housing options. And I want to say to you that you haven't. You haven't. You haven't addressed affordable housing options. You've given more people access to essentially the same terms available beforehand. You've done nothing to fundamentally shift or reduce the cost of housing or mortgages. And like Mr. Newry said, you certainly have not addressed the actual issue, which is people can't afford to buy homes. They can't afford to get a mortgage. In fact, they don't even qualify. They can't qualify for a mortgage even if they wanted one. Remember, that's why you created the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation. Anyway, they said they strengthened the pandemic response. And again, I want to ask them, how exactly have you done that? You see, because beyond the provision that medical facilities, doctor's offices, hospitals, geriatric residential care facilities still have to wear masks, who is enforcing COVID protocols? Unless, of course, you amended the Pandemic Act without telling us. And you intend to slap upon us some pandemic controls as we get deeper into the winter months. So that you could accommodate the vast number of tourists you want to come into our country coming from places where they're more vulnerable to COVID. Again, we would like to ask you, on behalf of the whole Bahamian people, to stop infringing on and breaching our rights so that you could make the job of governing easier for you. They talked about reopening schools, Mr. Newry, about four times. How many times are you going to reopen the school? How many times are you going to tell us you reopened the school? And after last week's stories, focusing on the exam results for this year, maybe you should have kept them closed. I think that may have worked. But I tell you what, the most recent results suggest that you need new models. And maybe you need to employ hybrid models with different support systems for students. Maybe you need to center students in education and center their needs in your strategies to provide the education. Yes, lots being done. But are you targeting the most vulnerable students among you, or are you only targeting those with the greatest chance of success? how to deal with, oh, we could talk about that, how to deal with the road rage. I tell you what it is, enforce traffic controls. Moderate your behavior and stop doing foolishness in the road because you own a car and ain't nobody could tell you nothing. In fact, some of y'all just need to have your licenses revoked. It's embarrassing. In fact, we reached a point where some of y'all should be ashamed that tourists could watch y'all do this in your own country. Like, you're not enslaved, but you're carrying on like animals on the road, driving with your cell phone in your hand, riding up the center lane, because who could stop you? In fact, I wish I had been in studio for Strawn's show so I could ask the police to just, you know, lock up the whole dual carriageway. Take it away. Revoke it. Take it away. Just make it a single lane again, because what's the point of having a dual carriageway if the only thing people use it for is to express their authority and show people that they don't have to move out the road, even though if all they're doing is obstructing traffic? We could talk about it, Dexter. We could talk about it, because some of y'all don't actually deserve the privilege of operating a motor vehicle anymore. Yeah, text here, blessings, Lady Green, Chikchani Queen, and C.A. Newry. Good morning to you both. Let C.A. read this text, Miss Green.
Okay. Blessings, Lady Green, and Chikchani, C.A. Newry. Good morning to you both. Let C.A. Newry read this text. I agree with C.A. Mount Fitzwilliam is the official location, while the office of the Governor General is the official office. And where is it? Official office. Well, the office of the Governor General is the official office, and the Government House is the official residence. Grab the blue pages of the phone book and look at the official names of the government ministries, the department, and offices of... anyway, see?
Hold on, pause. Grab the phone book from where, sir? Grab it from where? Where is it?
I have a phone book.
They still is giving them out? They don't even tell
right
you they
to the mall anymore. Right to the mall, you can pick up phone
which mall?
Books. Mall of Marathon. Right outside by Kelly's section.
And what month of the year is it?
It's
September. And when were they made first available?
My point is, there's a phone
March
book
the 2023 phone book is
phone
available
book's there.
In March 2023.
I use
what is
it
the name
to prop up
of the Prime Minister's office? What's the name of the location of the office of the Prime Minister? What's it called?
The location or the name of the office?
What's the name of it?
It's the Office of the Prime Minister, and it's located in the Cecil Wallace Whitfield Building.
The name of the official residence, the official location of the Office of the Prime Minister is the Cecil Wallace Whitfield Building, right?
Yeah, but it's called the Office of the Prime Minister. The office is called the Office of the Prime Minister, located at...
Right, and what did my question say?
Go ahead, read your question.
What is the name of the official residence as well as the office of the Governor General?
It's called the Government
Mount
House.
Mount Fitzwilliam.
No, it's called the Government House.
Mount Fitzwilliam is its name.
No, that's where it's located.
That Mount Fitzwilliam is its name.
Anyway, let's quickly go through the names. Let's call one name and what's your opinion on it. I see...
No, you want to do it like... I don't want to do it like that.
But we run out of time and you always...
We always got plenty time.
Plenty time?
I got plenty questions.
Go ahead.
Is a move to another ministry sufficient punishment for Bell?
I don't think Bell is being punished.
I also
and
don't
I
think he's
you,
being punished.
I saw you put that in your notes and I said, why do you keep on tackling Bell? What do you have against Mr. Keith Bell? The Prime Minister's has announced that.
Why you frame it like it's a personal issue?
It got to be, because that's done with.
Keith Bell should be fired.
Yeah, he was transferred.
No, that's not the same thing.
Same thing.
The same way that legalize and regulate don't mean the same thing, transferred and fired don't mean the same thing either.
So the Prime Minister has concluded.
Trust and roof don't mean the same thing either.
I find that trust and roof is two different things.
Yes.
But the Prime Minister said that he's comfortable with what Bell did.
Well, maybe we need to fight.
And said that the only thing he did was unorthodox. And because he did some unorthodox things, he said, man, I have no problem with him, what he's doing. I'm going to try and fuse someplace else.
So you could go to where he is.
No, that's two different things.
He didn't say that. I imported that into
and
the
plus
conversation.
Plus, the Prime Minister concluded that it was not Keith Bell decisions, but the rules and regulations that the Ministry of Immigration has. That is the problem. And he has now created or put in place an investigation to correct the issues at
immigration and put a new minister there to help facilitate the correction.
So what's the problem? Is it that the rules and the things that exist could not sufficiently bound actors within the scope of the law? Or is he saying that Keith Bell's actions are legitimate and show clearly that it's the laws themselves that are wrong and Keith Bell fine swearing people in the church?
The latter is correct.
Pull files.
Yes, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong.
Call,
the law allows all of that.
Call name.
The law allows all of that.
You say priority, allegedly, purportedly. I just saying, I think that people are prepared. In fact, I turned off the whole exercise when I heard that Keith Bell had only been transferred and not fired. Alfred says, the immigration and national insurance. Again, same question. Is a move to another ministry sufficient for Sayers and for Bell? Not because they did something wrong, you know, Mr. Newry, mm-hmm. but because they refused to explain their actions.
But the actions were explained. You just didn't accept the explanation.
They weren't explained.
Okay, what problem do you have? Let me try help you. What's the issue?
What's the rationale between? What's the rationale for the shift from the fuel hedge policy to the fuel surcharge increase policy?
Easy. It was a policy decision, and they decided that they wasn't going to go for it.
What's
and that
the, was conclusion. That's not rationale.
But that was just a policy
that's
decision.
What happened, but what's the rationale?
And they said that they didn't saw it beneficial.
If you told me that they don't understand what the word rationale means, I'd accept that answer over what you're telling me right now, sir.
Let's go to the latter one. They didn't understand it, and now we still have to move. The idea is...
Yeah, but you move them on the back bench until they understand it. That's what you got, a back bench. The back bench is close to the blackboard.
But the thing is, none of them understand it. And if none of them understand it, and these are the best that we have, we need to work for what we have.
No.
No? Don't work for what we have.
No.
Leave it empty.
Producer, that's music for the break? Yeah, we're going to take a break, Mr. Newry. Audience, thank you for tuning in. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to close off the show, going through the list. I got to find out where's Leon Lundy, Leonardo Lightburn, Mikhail Barnaby, where they is, because they wasn't on the list for the cabinet. I ain't see them in that fancy picture. We're going to a break. We're coming right back. Stay tuned. 96.9 FM.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Good morning and welcome back. All right, let's get back to this list of changes and questions. Is it that immigration and NIB is a better fit for Sayers? And in the same vein, does Clay Sweeting have what it takes to manage Ministry of Works?
I'll just stop at it quickly because I know we're running out of time. I think Clay is going to have a lot of obstacles in Ministry of Works because Ministry of Works is hard to manage in general because these are old school professional workers who just work. They don't listen to nobody. Fred Mitchell was trying to change it for decades. Alfred Sayers had challenges trying to change it for his time there. Who else was there? Even Brave Davis was there. Nothing could have been changed. So
Bannister?
Yeah, so senior people.
I don't know if Bannister is trying to change
Sweeten
anything.
Is able to do it, good for him. Good for him. But I'm just saying that...
a question if Sweeten could, is able to do it.
No one has done it.
It's too much invested to just not care.
They care.
No, they don't care.
You don't think they care?
No, they don't.
All the ministers who went there
care. Go
look
out on the road, man.
They try.
There's no signs.
They try.
Listen, last week, water and surge... had East Bay Street block up for hours, and not one soul decided to put a sign up. Not one soul.
That's the workers.
And when I went...
Thine executive, thine management, that's the workers.
And that's why that's the issue that Sweeten
the buck
is going,
stops.
Yeah. And you could route them all you want. They can say, okay, whatever you say. I don't know, I talk about the minister. You can route them all you want.
You fire them.
You can't fire everybody.
Yes.
You mind you fire.
At some point, you got to fire everybody. The Royal Bahamas Police Force trying to convince us that a tax collection exercise and a favor for the warrant section is traffic enforcement.
So you're trying to say fire all the police too? Imagine we continue firing everybody, then have to hire the people who finished high school recently. You want this whole country shut down.
I mean, have you ever waited on an ambulance?
The best and brightest of us are in government.
Have you ever waited on an ambulance?
Yeah, man. It's take a while.
Have you ever waited for a police car to show up to an accident?
It's take a while.
Have you ever waited for a utility company to come and show up and move their lines out the road?
It's take a while.
Even though it's a safety hazard on a New Year's weekend where people running up and down the road drunk and blind?
It does take a while. It does take a while.
You ever been to the Ministry of Education or any school and try to get your transcripts?
Yes. Someone else you called.
I mean, you might as well fire everybody. You ever sat down and let somebody try to explain to you why the D-plus average is not a problem while you watch people run red lights and stop sign and molest the children and don't say nothing straight through?
You just go deep, you know.
Or people work in the complaints department, but they get upset and risk their own job by sucking their teeth on recorded calls and hanging up the phone on customers because they're frustrated that people are calling them upset, but they manage the complaints line?
Aaron, what I can do is, I have a guest on my hour, right? I can give you 10 minutes.
No.
10 minutes.
I don't need no more minutes.
10 minutes to have you run through this quickly because... Some
I
of these
got
people,
more time.
Yeah, but I want you to say, because I...
See, because they got 2.5 years to make this make sense. And
they
I have a feeling
sense.
You being, that they
you
ain't making
my
no
government.
Sense.
You can trick my government and there's no need to be so harsh with them, man.
You know what the beauty of it is? It's my government too.
I know it's your
and
government.
I have a constitutional duty to critique them.
Yeah.
And they could get this good critique for free or they could continue to waste millions of my taxpayer dollars by hiring foreign consultants and ignoring them. Mm. They could get it for free, Mr. Newry.
Yes.
We get all kinds of questions. Miles LaRota is still Minister of State, the office of the Prime Minister. Is this a demotion? Why didn't he become the Minister for Immigration and National Insurance?
So that's something to analyze.
Oh, all of it.
I'm definitely Miles LaRota is competent, especially when you see what NIB or what he's been doing there. I'm keeping the Bahamian people informed of what is the issue. But mind you, he has been at odds with the Prime Minister continuously, but nobody has acknowledged that they have been at odds. The Prime Minister said, we waiting in Tari, and that's what it is, and Miles LaRota will keep on correcting. We need to make a decision now. And the Prime Minister said, hey, I didn't conclude it. We can wait and tarry, and the mass money will come weeks after. Come on, oh, we can collapse. We need to change. Say that's why he didn't get promoted. Challenge the Prime Minister too much, but nobody has acknowledged that that has been a challenging.
I mean, I acknowledge it.
Yes, you are.
And I'm gonna listen as we end the show, Mr. Clay Sweeting. I'm not sure if this transfer of ministries has been finalized yet. But I would like to say to you, on your first day as Minister of Works, you're very close to having your resignation demanded, sir. Mm. Right? Like this, you don't get the opportunity to say, oh, I need a little time to get on it. You start your job having a month and a half vacation, and you got to get on it. And you're going to have to figure out how to balance a whole bunch of things.
Anyway, you have 10 minutes. Just ask. Only 10 minutes.
After your show?
Yeah, just 10 minutes.
Yeah, man, I think I got
okay,
10.
Okay, then 10 minutes, and then we run through it quickly, and then I'll connect to my guest, Erica Morris, who is from the Legacy College Readiness and Tours Program, because I have her as my guest for the day, but I want us to briefly go through these news, because we didn't get the chance to go through. But anyway, you conclude your show right now.
Yes, sir, y'all have been on the clock with Aaron Green. See, and you're joining me this morning. We're taking a look at the PM's national address. I gots to go. There's a shuffle going on, and I don't want to lose my place. See you on the other side of this break. Thank you, Mr. Newry. We'll be right back.